Yo, what's going on, man? It's your boy Zell Johnson. Welcome back to the Traumafied Podcast, man. Hey, listen, man. Quick little video, man, while I'm sitting here thinking. I just want to start this episode off by apologizing to anybody that I rubbed the wrong way. Any of my coworkers, my family, wife, my daughter, my parents, anybody that I rubbed the wrong way, man, because in this episode, man, I want to talk about how to deal with toxic people, or how I deal with toxic people. Basically, man, I've been toxic before. Toxicity comes from within, you know what I mean? You're dealing with past trauma. You're dealing with anything you can think of that messed your psyche up in a negative way. That's where that toxicity comes from, man. Not being able to face those demons, not being able to deal with yourself, not being able to cope, not being able to just understand who you are as a person and why you're having these feelings and why you're upset. And to be fair, life is hard in general, but sometimes people go through certain things that others don't. And people from the outside looking in, they can't really understand your frustration. They can't understand your anger. They just see anger. Oh, he's an asshole. Oh, he's a jerk. Oh, he's a, you know. But anyways, man, it's on my mind because I was dealing with a narcissistic person on the job. I'm going to just go ahead and just say it. Narcissistic person. A person that thinks they're always right. Now, if you know your shit and you're like top of the line, smart guy, okay, whatever. But the narcissism, thinking that no one can say anything to you, thinking that you're never wrong, thinking you're always right, that shit comes from trauma, man. You're hiding something. You're putting a cushion around whatever the fuck is going on with inside of you. You know what I mean? Like, something's hurting you. You just too manly to deal with this shit, or, you know, toxic masculinity, where they teach you to bury that shit. You know what I mean? And all men deal with that shit. Not just black, not just white. All men. Bury that shit. Bury that shit. You good. You straight. You all right. But it's fake, man. And that can turn a lot of people toxic. So again, that's why I started this off with an apology. I'm not 100% in touch with my emotions to go and apologize to everybody. So that's why I'm going to do it on here. Whether they hear it or not, me letting go of things is for myself. Me apologizing is for myself because I feel like it's something that I need to do. If they don't hear God here, if he's up there, if he's real, I don't know if he's real or not. You know what I mean? But basically, man, yeah, I just want to talk about how I deal with a toxic person. Step one, man, just fucking tell them. Just tell them, and not in a mean way, because I've made the mistake of trying to be peaceful and holding things in, and I feel a certain way about certain things, and I don't say shit because for the sake of peace, I try to just, okay, that's just how that person is. But it just gets to a point where it's like, I'm dealing with shit, and then here comes this person venting, complaining, talking about the same shit every day. The definition of insanity: doing the same thing, expecting a different result. You see what I'm saying? And I just went the fuck off on him, like, yo, bag back, like, for real. But just tell him, man, him, her, just sit him down or pull him to the side and say, hey, man, I don't got no beef with you. I ain't got no problem with you, but your personality sometimes is a little much for me. You know, don't tell them they're toxic or nothing like that. You know, they're going to get pissed. And depending on the type of person they are, they're going to get pissed anyway. You know what I'm saying? But I just realize it's better to just be upfront and tell somebody the truth, how you feel about them. Not in a mean way. Just put them to the side. Say, hey, man, I'm going through this, X, Y, and Z. Just give me a little air. You know, I know you're going through your things. But I got shit I'm going through, my anxiety, my depression. And that's just step one. And then step two, you separate yourself. Move away from that person. Get away from that person. And just get your own peace about you. You know what I'm saying? And let's keep it a buck. Some of y'all listening to this shit right now, some of y'all toxic. Some of y'all have been called toxic. Let's not sugarcoat this shit. I've been called toxic before. And I've had to, again, like I said in one of my last episodes, you got to take the mask off. And you really got to give yourself a good look in the fucking mirror. A real good fucking look in the mirror. Because sometimes it's you. And it's hard for us to swallow that pill sometimes. You know, because it's us and it hurts. It hurts to swallow that pill because you're like, damn. And then sometimes we don't want to look in the mirror because we feel as though we've been through so much in life that it's like, no, it can't be me. And it's just you're so frustrated, you're so angry, you're so hurt, you're so lost that you don't want to take that. You can't put that on your shoulders. Some people got so much shit on their shoulders that they feel like, man, I don't want to put that on my shoulders. I can't. Me is me. But, man, you really got to look in the mirror, man. So, number one, tell them. Sometimes it takes a while to understand a person is toxic or they got trauma that they dealing with. But once it starts to get a little too much, man, don't hold that shit in like I did. Don't hold it in trying to be a good change Christian man. Like, you just got to be honest. You got to be honest, man. You just, again, don't be mean. Just, again, pull them to the side. Yo, you know, whoop-de-whoop, whatever. And then separate yourself if it continues. Or, you know, I don't want to be the angry guy every day. I used to be the angry guy every day coming to work. Can't do it, bro. Being angry all the time in itself will drain the fuck out of you, bro. It will drain you. It will drain you, man. It will consume you, man. You know, I just like, you know, this past weekend I chilled with my real friends. Went to Buffalo Wild Wings. Hung out with my real friends, people that know, that really understand me, that's cool, that worked with me before. You know what I mean? Even, you know, I think the guys that I hung out with, we kind of got into it on the, not got into, but we had some disagreements before on the job long time ago. But it wasn't nothing crazy because we kind of understood, hey, we all in this shit together, you know what I mean? But what else I do? Separate myself, pull a person to the side. That's basically it, man. You just got to be honest and let them know how you feel and separate yourself. Again, this is just like a little quick video, man. This shit was on my mind. It's something that, you know, first thing in the morning, sometimes, man, I be thinking like, man, I got to get this off my chest. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, man, like, oh, and another thing, don't let their spirit bring your spirit down. Don't let them do that. Don't let their energy jump off of them and jump onto you and consume you. Don't let them do that. Don't let them put shit in your head and you start becoming that person. Don't let them do that shit. Don't become that person, man. I don't care if y'all work side by side every day. You gotta understand, you not them. You see things different, period. Everyone sees shit different. Everybody has a different perspective. And you're not going to get along with everybody. You're not going to get along with everybody. Don't be that person that tries to get along with everybody. Just be you. Just be yourself. Don't let anybody influence you to be like them. Don't let anybody sway you or change you or take that smile off your motherfucking face, for real. Even me. If I got some shit going on in my life, man, Tell me if I'm tripping. Please tell me if I'm tripping. I ain't gonna get mad and swing and no shit like that. Tell me if I'm tripping, man. Because I'm at a point in my life, man, where I'm open. I'm different. I'm changing. I want to be more in touch with my emotions. And I'm still in the process. You know, sometimes my wife gotta check me like, hey, you tripping? Like, all right, okay, I'm tripping. I forgot. I'm trying to get on this journey. You know what I mean? But again, if a person is toxic, let them know. Separate yourself. Don't let them take your joy. Don't let that energy consume you. Don't let that energy jump off of them and get onto you, because they don't know how to deal with their issues, their trauma. And again, let's keep it a buck. Y'all know misery loves company. Y'all know that shit. Y'all know misery loves company, man. Everybody know that. And then as soon as you separate yourself from that misery, oh, he or she ain't cool no more. Oh, he or she clicking up with them. Maybe he or she or whoever that person is just wants some fucking peace. And I can't get mad at nobody for wanting peace. If you want to get mad at somebody for having peace, you really got to go sit with yourself. You really got to go sit with yourself, man. You really, really, really got to see what's up with you. And that's what I'm doing, man. I'm in the process of just sitting with myself, understanding what I like, what I don't like, what are my triggers, what makes me mad, what sends me into an anxiety fit, what sends me into a depression fit. What are these things that I have to separate myself from? I used to be the guy on YouTube, man, looking at all type of videos, and I would find myself on a dark side of, y'all know that dark side of YouTube, where it's nothing but negative, toxic bullshit, and that shit, it jump in your psyche, and it stay there. So anything that throws your anxiety, a person, a place, a thing, separate yourself. And if people don't like you for it, they don't like you. And if they want to know what's going on, don't get mad. Just simply explain to them, hey, I'm dealing with something, got a little anxiety, I'm a little reluctant to do certain things, and if they feel you, they feel you. If they don't, they don't. You know, and also you got to understand the type of people they are. If you know you feel some type of way and they're going to feel some type of way about you feeling some type of way, don't even fucking be around them. Don't even hang around them, because they really ain't your friends. You know what I'm saying? Like, they really, really ain't your friends. Your friends, man, are the people that you can go months and months and months without seeing. Hell, even years. And when y'all link up, it's like you never fell off. Those is your friends, man. Not somebody that's going to be cool with you one day and the next day, oh, fuck him, oh, fuck her. That ain't your friend. That's a coworker. You're not going to mesh with everybody. You're not. We're not made to mesh with everybody. That's why it's a thing called tribalism and certain things, groups and people that feel each other, that understand each other, because you're not going to get everybody. Everybody's not going to get you. And especially the black community, we have so much trauma on our shoulders. And that toxic masculinity is at an all-time high in the hood. It's crazy. It's crazy, man. So that's what I'm just saying, man. Like, if you're dealing with somebody toxic, man, and it's affecting your joy, or it's affecting your weight, let them know. Separate yourself. Just let them know, like, hey, man, I can't deal today, bro. Especially if they're talking about the same thing every day. And again, I think I might have been that person when I was at Sam's, or when I was pushing them cots. You know what I'm saying? I think I might have been an angry person. But I just don't understand some people's level of anger, especially when they're doing good in life and they're making good money and they're angry. They're upset. It's like, damn, dude. I don't want to be like that no more, bro. Like, you know, just let me be me. You know, I'm still growing. I'm still learning. I'm still changing. Just let me be me. Just let me just fall back. You know what I mean? And just let me be me. You know what I'm saying? And some people can't understand the fact that you want to fall back. That makes them even more toxic, because they take you falling back as you hate them. You don't like them. It's not that you hate them or you don't like them. It's just your personalities don't mesh well. Or maybe they once mesh well, but that person is going in a different direction, growth-wise. You're going in a different direction, growth-wise. You see what I'm saying? So people change. Sometimes you could be the best friend. You could be best friends with somebody. But life just takes y'all in different directions. There ain't shit you can do about it. Y'all can have a conversation. You don't see eye to eye. That's it. Maybe if there is an afterlife, man, y'all will link up and everything will be good. But we don't know. We not 100% sure about all that. But listen, man, Find your peace. Find your peace, man. Go somewhere and relax. Pamper yourselves. Men, it might sound funny, pamper yourselves. If you want to go with your wife or your lady so you don't feel funny, because I know it's hard to break out that shell, do that. You know what I mean? But don't let toxicity consume you. Don't let toxicity run your life, man. Like, it's hard, man. It's hard to be that person that breaks away and stands. Because a lot of time when you break away and you take a stand, you're standing by yourself. Or you're going to feel like you're standing by yourself. You're going to feel like you're standing by yourself, man. And maybe that person that's toxic feel like they're standing by themselves. But it is what it is, man. A lot of times it's just perspective. You say they toxic, they say you toxic. So it's like, okay, when if we both feel that way about each other, bye. See you. You see what I'm saying? That's just one person. You're going to meet a million people in life. You got a million other people you click with. So it's whatever, man. Like, at the end of the day, man, you got to do what's healthy for you. Not just eating right, not just drinking right. You really got to put some healthy shit in your brain. You really gotta put some healthy things in your brain. And again, we're not saying you're going to be perfect. You never are. We won't put on this earth to be perfect. No, we won't put here to be perfect. We was put here to learn and to grow and to find who we are as people. That's what I think. And I know I'm talking good, but I'm still going through it too. I'm still trying to find out who I am, what I need to do. But listen, man, this is just a little quick video on my mind. You know what I mean? Find your peace, man. I will talk to you guys in the next episode. Thank you for listening to the Traumafied Podcast with your boy Zell Johnson, man. Hey, listen, I'm going to talk to y'all.